This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Murphy's Law, we're going to take you around the world.
Oh.
During the course of the show. We're going to Tokyo right now.
Oh, lovely.
Behind apartments, a curtain. Do you want me to say that again?
Would you like to
What's
put
wrong
your
with
teeth
our show
in?
This afternoon?
No, neither of us have got solid teeth in. Well, I've addressed one of my issues in a mouth. I mean, it's great talking about mouth things. Everyone's probably like driving into trees and stuff at the moment. I'm just talking about my gammy gum.
Anyway, back in Tokyo,
there's
a company in Tokyo that has actually designed. Stay focused, all right?
All right, okay.
Designed this. It's like a projector on a curtain. Right, and it's a shadow boxer, like it's a guy pretending to box.
Shadow
right, so when
boxer.
You look from outside, you see the curtain, you see there's a guy boxing.
Yeah, we get it.
Behind
it,
it's to protect women basically in Tokyo, because you know it's single women living by themselves, and so they can do all sorts of things. It can be a guy with a baseball bat, and it can be a guy you know doing karate or taekwondo or whatever. And my thoughts are, if you saw a shadow of someone boxing inside a house or waving a baseball bat, wouldn't you try and rescue whoever's inside?
So you think there's going to be
It's not really deterring the criminal, is it? It's kind of making you, it makes me feel like I need to actually jump in there and save the person, which it'd be break and enter, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it wouldn't be good.
No.
I'd actually prefer to have it sort of resemble, you know that scene in Love Actually where the guy actually picks up the three American chicks and they all sort of get undressed and then jump up and down.
You want porn behind the curtain?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why not?
Where's your head at?
Hey, this chick ain't getting any, so I might as well just project to the world that I am.
4:32 on a Monday. Wow.
How dirty. Kids are coming out of school. They're just in the car going home. You're talking about sex behind curtains.
My life's changed a lot. Sorry.
Your life will change. Oh, good God. Lots of messages coming through. Thank God, because I thought we were flying solo there, just the three of us and just no one else paying attention.
Well, we've got this one. Lovely Conrad. Greetings. Say good afternoon to my favourite Monday trio. I just wanted to let you know how much I enjoy listening to your show. It puts a smile on my face every Monday.
Oh, thanks, Conrad.
The same person said, right. Oh, my God, Anna mentions the movie Love Actually as often as Dean mentions springboard diving.
Well, you do talk about it a lot.
Now, I love that movie.
Before we go to a song, before we go to Taylor Swift.
What do you mean you haven't seen it? Wait. Back. Whoa. What?
Never seen it. I've never seen it.
Are you freaking kidding me?
No. It's on my to-do list.
I said freaking.
Oh, my God. I just freaked out.
What are you doing?
I thought we're on a community broadcaster.
Open your ears.
Oh, sorry.
You've never seen it.
Look, I'll get my lip checked first, then I'll see it, all right?
Well, you don't watch it now. You've got to wait till Christmas, Tim. It's a Christmas
then I'll
movie.
Do it at Christmas.
Okay. Well, I'll keep you to that.
All right.
I had a whole story coming up, but I'm not going to do it now. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. Here's one for you, Anna Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
A former juvenile detention centre employee has been jailed for 50 years after stealing $1.2 million worth of fajitas over a period of 9 years.
What? Hang on, what?
Fajitas.
How many?
Fajitas. Well, $1.2 million worth over 9 years. Gilberto.
That's a lot of fajitas. Is this in Mexico?
Gilberto Escamilla, 53, arranged for deliveries of the Mexican meal to the Darrell B. Hester Juvenile Detention Centre where he worked, but would sell them on the same day himself. So he'd off-sell them, right?
Oh.
He was caught last August as he took the day off to go on a medical appointment, and the centre's meat supplier called to confirm the order of 880 pounds of fajitas, and the employee who answered informed them that the centre doesn't serve spicy snack.
You know what that's telling me?
What?
Don't have a sick day.
But listen to me. The thing that actually really ruptures me about that whole story.
Or have someone that you know answering the phone.
I didn't think they had served spicy fajitas to a bunch of juveniles. Do you think it's a bit rich, isn't it?
Can you imagine
juveniles in a 3x3 cells with little fajitas all
but
over the place?
Is it a Mexican prison?
I don't know.
Because it's a national dish. And I'm like, they're like 2 cents over there, are they?
Yeah.
That's a lot of fajitas. 1.2
That's a
million.
Lot of fajitas.
That's a lot.
Maybe it's a really big prison.
Maybe it's a really ridiculous story. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law on your Monday afternoon, driving you home. Bit of Cyndi Lauper. God, I love her. I love her to death.
I love her
too. She is the best thing I've seen live.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've just got something to announce. I've just been through today's story.
Yes.
Like just quickly reading through our headlines that we've got. But something dawned on me. Something strange.
Yes.
Something very unusual. There is not one poo story.
Oh, what? Oh.
There is not one penis story.
Oh, God.
And as far as I can tell, there is not one story about sex toys or sex dolls.
Oh, no, I'll be Googling that right now. All of those.
I don't know who we are anymore.
Maybe that's what's wrong with the show for the first hour. We didn't have enough of that.
Okay, right. We're going to go to a song and everyone's going to find one of the above.
Okay,
a story of the above.
That's good.
Tim, you're on sex toys. Dean, you're on poo.
Go.
And I'm on penises.
Go. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law. I'm shocked.
Because
we had a little challenge just then and we were all to find a story.
Yes, but if you've just joined us here on Murphy's Law, before the break, I realised something tragic for our show.
This
is the first time ever we didn't have a penis story, a poo story or a story about sex dolls or sex toys. And so I set the team a task. Tim, what was yours?
Mine was sex toys.
I was to find a story on penises.
And I was to find the poo, but I can't find the poo.
You're the boy that let the team down.
Okay.
And you need to apologise to the choices.
At some point in time between now and 6:30, I will find a poo story. Have you guys got something to go
right
now?
Oh, yeah, I got nine places you should never stick your penis.
Yeah.
And my favourite bit from it, because I'm not going to go through the whole thing.
No, don't. Please don't.
But my favourite thing was this one, a jar of pasta. And apparently an Australian man led a police on a car chase after they found him partially clothed with his penis in a pasta jar.
What?
And then the cops seized porn, women's stockings and a Jack Russell Terrier from the man's car. And even after the cops captured him, he continued pleasuring himself in between bouts of wrestling.
Oh, dear. What have you got for us?
Well, I got seven of the worst and weirdest sex toy accidents. I'm not going to go through all of them too because some of them are awful. Light bulbs, et cetera, et cetera. But I did like this one, which was about a potato. A priest was rushed to a hospital in Sheffield back in 2008 with a potato up his bum.
Oh, dear.
He claimed that he fell on it while he was hanging up some curtains.
Fell on it.
Nude.
We've all fallen on a potato.
Have it removed.
We've all fallen, just fallen, happened to be there.
Oh, I don't know whether we have all just fallen on a potato.
Oh, none of us have. What I meant to say is none of us have. None of us have.
Murphy's Law. Take the gay brother and the straightest sister and let them loose on air? No way. Joy 94.9.
Murphy's Law this afternoon, Damien and Alive. But that's when she was really big.
Don't be so
rude.
Do you mean
popular?
Popular, that's it. Yeah. No, around?
Yeah.
Look, she hasn't been around for a bit.
She just released an album.
Did she just?
But I think it's all of covers. What's with all the cover albums?
Oh, get off the covers.
Yeah.
Stop it. We've heard it all before.
Anyway,
one more that I'd like to share.
What is it again?
This is all about the sex toy.
Oh, yeah, yes. Go for it.
And this says, an American doctor treated a 20-year-old man who, while getting frisky with his partner, decided to add some cement to the mix.
Oh. Cement.
We'll leave what happened next to your imagination, but let's just say it involved a funnel, an orifice, and the cement hardening.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
That brings new meaning to the term shitting bricks, isn't it?
Oh. Joy 94.9. That's a new one from Ariana Grande.
It really is.
And
do you know what?
Track.
I just happened to say during the break to Tim that I felt like it was like early Mariah, which was probably not right. And then he made me pull up short by going, or Amy Grant.
It's got a bit of Amy Grant, the Christian clap in there.
Yeah. That's got
it?
The Christian clap in. I don't think anything.
I went to an Amy Grant concert years ago.
I don't think any Christians want to be known as having the Christian clap. That's not okay.
Oh, dear. I can't find a poo story. If anyone's got a good poo story out there, I think we've turned a lot of people off anyway today, just quietly.
Oh, well,
but
we
if you want to join the show, let us know. In actual fact, we did this a couple of years ago where we threw it out to the audience. If you've got a topic you want us to talk about, we can talk about literally anything. If you'd like to do that this afternoon,
Cement, but we just had a cement story.
Send through any challenge. You can make this kind of like a challenge, can't you? You know, the challenges with your topics. We'll come up with something.
The prize is a double pass to Diane Anade, My Queen. I'm not sure who she is.
but it sounds says here, good.
Singer, songwriter, and 90s favourite Diana Anade returns with the quirky and upbeat album My Queen and the Better Girl Tour.
I think it sounds fabulous.
How good. No, it sounds amazing. I'm just reading it at the same time.
So all you have to do is.
I didn't realise you were going to throw to me there.
All you have to do is.
Send in your favourite.
Well, it is if you'd shut up. We're doing a little game that we want your participation in. Send us in a topic and we're going to talk about it. It can be absolutely anything, Anna Murphy.
Love little Jason. I have a great topic for you, the wonders of Tupperware.
Oh, the wonders of Tupperware.
Now, we're going to get a few of these topics and what we're going to do, we're going to spin a pen and whoever it points at between Dean and I has to talk about it.
All right, go for it.
Is that the way we're doing it now?
Yes. Yeah, might as well.
Right, okay.
Give it a whirl.
Well, Tim, did you just want to pick who?
It'd be nice if we had it. It'd be nice if we had a little...
We need a little spinner.
Yeah, no one can hear this. That's the problem with it.
So, no, it doesn't matter. Dean Murphy.
I think it's aiming at you.
Is it?
Yeah, go on. Give it a red hot go.
The Wonders of Tupperware by Anna Murphy.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, I don't need to do a poem, do I?
No, you don't need to. You just need to talk about Tupperware.
The thing that I love about Tupperware.
What do you love about Tupperware?
Is just I love having my freezer full of Tupperware containers with food. That's what makes me happy. What I don't love is when people take said food that you've made, take it away from your home and you never see the Tupperware container again. Or you lose the lids. And I've got a whole cupboard of lids that I can't find the bottoms for, which is really
hard to find a bottom in town, isn't it? What do you think
I like the ones
about?
That bend in on themselves too. Have you seen those ones? They compress, they like go
and
flat.
That's how they snap.
Do you know what?
Yeah, yeah. Snap in.
If this whole radiology gig falls through for you, why don't you become a Tupperware lady? Like just go around and do Tupperware.
Have a Tupperware party.
Yeah, why not?
I actually saw a comedian with you guys, didn't I? The drag that does the Tupperware. She came out from America and did the Tupperware party. Didn't we go and see a show?
I can't remember. It seems like a distant
dream.
Anyway,
this is really good.
It's going good so far.
It's working well.
So far, just send us a topic. That sort of went okay. We can rate that actually.
I think we can do better.
What do you think?
Or three.
Three.
Yeah.
That was hopeless. Very dramatic, isn't it?
So dramatic for
Nikki
Monday
French.
Afternoon.
I surrender. You can just see her at Eurovision, can't you? 2002. Bang it out.
I love it, though.
Where is she? Where would she be now, old Nikki French?
Oh, I don't know.
Working in a haberdashery store, I reckon.
You reckon?
In Oregon.
Oh. And she's from the UK, you mean?
Oh, yeah. It changes as good as a holiday. Oh, I love it. Fade that crap out.
Is Oregon near Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Because that's where Tupperware was invented.
Oh, was it? Oh, we're back at the Tupperware.
Silas Tupper.
Look at Genius Facts and Figures.
Just quietly, Tupperware pioneered the direct marketing like strategy that's used, you know, like Tupperware parties and stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah, good on you. Uh-huh. There you go. Love little Jason and Ivanhoe. Okay.
And I was corrected over here because little Jason said seals, not lids. They're called seals.
Oh, right.
You don't call them.
I like the action that you did just then. Actually.
I tried to do it, then I got the microphone in the way, and it was.
That is the game this afternoon. You've got to send in a topic, and the hottest topic's going to win, and we have to talk about it. We're just going to sort of throw it out now. Peter from Donvale, is it? Has sent through Hedgehog.
Oh. Off you go.
And
then.
I actually have a story about a hedgehog.
Well, do you?
Yeah. I remember reading up about a hedgehog. His name was Zeppelin. And little Zeppelin the Hedgehog actually had to get taken to what was the equivalent of the RSPCA because he'd blown up to the size of actually 76 centimetres, which is like a 16-year-old's waist.
Are you making this up?
No, it's true. It's actually true. He got hit by a car on the side of the road and he punctured. The reason I remember it is because he, as I, had a lung problem. He punctured a lung, causing the air to get trapped under the skin, and he blew up into this massive beach ball.
Wow.
Right, so they had to put him in hospital for 52 days. He was in there, and they had to squeeze all the air out of him. Poor little hedgehog, Zeppelin. There you go. That's how it's done. Just send it in.
That was better
than
yours. Come
on.
That was much better than mine. Yeah, I smell a rat.
No, I'm telling you now. You just got to remember stories, doll. You've got to remember stories.
Yours, I would have, if you'd added those extra facts into your actual speech, I would have at least given you a five or a
put
six.
Put on the spot. I forgot I had Google.
Oh. The idea is not to Google stuff. The idea, is just off the top of your brain, recall stuff. You guys
depends.
Are delivered. Well, it depends on what you throw at us. That's it. Simon has sent through. The game is send us a topic. We'll talk about it. We'll come up with something. Well, listen, Simon sent through a message. Oh, here's his topic, CD player.
Oh, I've got a joke about a CD player. Well, it's got a CD player in it.
Yes, yes.
Okay, right. So a burglar breaks into a house one night.
Yes.
And he's creeping around in the dark and he just is trying to steal stuff and he steals the CD player. And just as he gets it into the sack, there's this disembodied voice just goes, "Jesus is watching you." And he's like, "What?" And he's flashing the light around. And he's like, "Oh my God, I couldn't say anything." And then he goes to get the rest of the stereo and he hears again, "Jesus is watching you." He's like, "Oh my God," he flashes his light around and he sees this parrot sitting on a stand?
You're telling
me. Yeah, or in the cage, in the bird cage. Sorry, I've lost it. Anyway, so the parrot's there and he goes, "Did you say that?" And he goes, "Yep." And he goes, "What do you mean? Why would you, who are you?" And he goes, "Moses." And he goes, "What do you mean your name's Moses?" And he goes, "Yep." He goes, "What kind of people would call a parrot Moses?" And the parrot goes, "The same kind of people that would call a Rottweiler Jesus."
I don't know what the hell that had to do with a CD player.
Because he stole a CD player.
Oh, right. Sorry, that was so long. That was so long back in the joke.
Do you know what?
It actually became irrelevant.
Do you know what, though?
I liked it.
I only just read that joke 2 minutes ago, so I did quite well.
The crap I've ever heard. She better come home with the goods.
That's a bit bully.
Well, it's a good song. I think it's a great Eurovision track.
It has potential.
I think it is.
Yeah.
She's doing a lot of the hands. If you see the promos on SBS.
Spirit fingers?
It's very Eurovision-y. I was kind of hoping...
Do you remember what radio station you're actually on? Yeah.
Oops. I just thought she could be a bit cooler.
You are hopeless. You know what, Simon, I know we're not allowed to talk during the news bulletin there, but there was a crow outside. Did you hear that one? Tapping on the window? A raven.
One from
a crow.
Last week.
Like some weird, isn't there some superstitious thing about crows and
three of them flying together is not good. Just let's leave it there.
Isn't a group of them called a murder?
And that's probably because it means there's a death somewhere. If you see three crows flying together, it's not good.
Does that mean this show is dying?
Know it. But I'm Shunga.
That song peaked at number 3 on the US Billboard charts, top 100, Madonna, Justin Timberlake. That gave her a 37th top 10 single. God, she's an icon.
Do you know it came out? When was that? What year? Sorry?
2008.
I was in Vietnam when that song took over. And I'm not sure. 2008, yeah. And it was just everywhere you went, on tops of billboards, everywhere you go, on every channel.
Oh, wow.
There was just Madonna's 4 minutes and it was ridiculous. Yes.
It was a very big song, wasn't it?
Like, massive
it was great
song.
But the rest of that album wasn't that.
Hot Candy or something.
Wash your hard candy. Mouth out. Candy. I really liked Hard Candy.
Hard candy.
Yeah, really
it.
Did.
Oh, okay. There's a little standoff in the studio.
There isn't.
We've got a message through. Keep it messages coming through. It's really good to hear people on a Monday driving home. And one came through from Tristan.
Said, "Hi guys, I'm loving your show. Having a glass of wine and my partner and I are putting clean water in the spa."
Oh, lucky you.
Way to go, making
where's
us feel
our,
so
where's
jealous.
Our invite? We're stuck in this sweat box of a studio.
Well, it's not. It's actually like a fridge. And I would be liking to have a glass of wine.
I don't want to lie to the listeners, but we're trying to paint.
Spa. No, because we don't have to, because we know one day the air conditioning will break and it will be a furnace in here. So why lie about that? Well, that day we're supposed to tell them it's cold. Oh. Remember when we interviewed a police officer one morning and we were all just like, it was so hot in here. It's like about 45
Was that
degrees.
A week after we had interviewed Chopper Reed? When did that happen?
Nice.
Remember that one?
Yeah, that
oh,
was
dear. We've got
memories.
More coming up. Send it through 0427. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon on your Monday. Good song, that one. Love it. Shawn Mendes.
I know. It's
In My Blood.
It's very inappropriate because he'd be far too young for me, but woof. Heaven.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Look at that leery old arms coming out.
Not doing that hand signal.
Oh, no, I didn't do the hand signals because that would be creepy.
Thing. Oh, God. I want to talk about a movie. That song was...
Oh, movie review.
That song was... Yes, it is time for it.
It is time. Da, da, da.
Well, on Saturday Hollywood night, I was a little bit of a loose end and a mate said to me, do you want to come to the movies? I've got some... I said, yeah. And I didn't even ask what movie it was. I said, yeah, what time? And he goes, 7:15. Didn't even ask what movie we're going to go and see. And I get there and he said, I've got the tickets. I bought them already. I said, well, what are we seeing? He goes, Love, Simon. And I went, oh, God. Are you kidding?
Why did you say that?
Well, I thought it's not really my thing, you know? It's not my thing.
What's not your thing? Nice.
You don't even know what it is.
Movies.
Oh, well, I kind of love Simon. Sound a bit wet, You know?
Oh, right. Like, oh, yeah. This is gonna there might be, it might actually seriously? Tweak an emotion no, out of
for
you.
For a moment, I thought, oh,
out
that's
of your cold, dead heart.
For a moment there, I thought, oh, this is good. I'll get 2 hours nap. God, oh, anyway.
Your eyes might well up and you might feel empathy for someone. Anyway. Oh, no, impossible.
I realized. I said, well, what's it about? He goes, well, it's kind of like a gay love story. It's a coming out story and a gay love story at the same time. So I thought to myself, okay, I'll give it a go. The cinema was packed. Packed with people. Like, really? packed.
We and assumed it was packed with people.
No, but I was sitting in a row. I was sitting in a row which with a whole bunch of guys with their girlfriends and whatever, and I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be interesting. This is Love, Simon, a gay love story. You've got a whole bunch of straighty 180s here. Let's see what happens, right? I was not only pleasantly surprised, but I think it's probably one of the best movies I've seen in the last probably 5 years. It was amazing. Starring lots of Garner was in it. Nick Robinson, who is, in my book, I reckon that guy is one of the biggest up-and-coming actors for our time.
Right.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
And my not only favorite that, Fergie's ex, Josh Duhamel.
Not only that, though, the story is a real coming-out story. I don't want to tell you all the ins and outs if you're going to go and see it. There's one bit in it where they kiss, right? I'm not going to tell you who and whatever.
Spoiler.
But No. I'm telling you now. It was like years ago, and this is where society has changed so much, because years ago there would have been like, oh, whatever. No, they clapped.
Oh,
cheered.
Wow. Beautiful.
And I'll go as far to say, and I thank you, old mate, for taking me to this movie, but I don't cry a lot in movies. And I shed 3 tears.
Three drops. Were you sweating? Had you had too much peri-peri on your chicken beforehand?
Probably. That's what I told them it was. That's what I told them. My contact lens only popped out. It was so good. It was really good.
It welled up.
I love that. There's my movie review of Love, Simon.
And what would you give it out of 5 stars?
Oh, 5 stars. Definitely a big, fat, juicy 5. Oh. Maybe 5.5 if I could find the other half.
Wow.
Great. No, it's really, really good. Do yourself a favour.
Murphy's Law. Now that's real radio.
We've got some great listeners, and then we've got some, which, you know, some people out there might have a few issues.
Well, just a bit cranky. Well, I think you might have heard that we played Madonna 4 minutes before, and this came through. Isn't Madonna dead yet?
Oh, God.
She's not even yesterday's news.
That's
She's
harsh.
Last century's news, and follows up with this: only 4 minutes until they turn her career's life support off.
Oh, that's harsh. Ooh,
with no name to that message.
No, anonymous.
I think that's actually ageist. As well, you little upstart. Don't pick on Madonna. That's for me to do.
Now, listen, someone who is one of our favourites of the show, Princess Kate, and she's had a little bubba.
Yay!
How good. Gee, those two like to go at it, don't they? Oof. Wow. But we've been able to get a little extract from her diary, and this is what took place.
Diary. Oh, thank God that's over. Breathe, push, 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 breathe, and crowning. I mean, I'm at the point now that children literally just fall out of me. Oh, but I am glad it's over. Oh, and now, considering I've snapped 3 off in a row, I looked bloody hot on the stairs with my newbie in my arms for happy snaps with the paps. All that Pilates has really come in handy. And by Christ, I will not allow that Megan. How long will this trollop last? Mark will steal the limelight at her wedding. No way, Jose. Oh, now, about Louis, the name. See, this is the struggle of being the future Queen of Bloody England. You really don't get a lot of choice in the name. I mean, I'd always dreamt that I'd have children called Jet or Cruz or Angelina. But oh no, royal protocol does not allow for that. My offspring have to take the names of tragic royalty past. George, Charlotte, and now Louis, dear God. At one stage, William was edging towards Prince Albert, and I nearly wet my royal panties. Prince Albert? Oh. William, no child of mine is going to be named after a pierced penis. Oh, there's only room for one dickhead in this family, and Prince Philip has dibs on that. Oh, naughty. This is Katie saying, ladies of labour, don't scream in pain. Grab the epidural and you'll feel like you're at Wet and Wild.
Murphy's Law Radio Show. Trust us, just follow the bouncing ball.
I see red, I see red, I see red, as in brake lights. Stay cool, peeps.
Just because you're not actually going to say it, you can't put in AF. Everyone knows what that means.
It could mean aforementioned.
Literally before going to air, she goes, oh, I don't like doing the traffic. I was like, do it, you're really great. Okay.
Listen, can we hear from, actually,
really
no,
encouragement.
Can we hear from the listeners? We want to hear from you guys. Should Anna Murphy continuously do the traffic on our show?
I work really well with reward and recognition. Yeah. Let's just remember that.
Okay, we'll hear. We'll find out from the listeners. We haven't heard. This is our first time playing this for our time back on air.
Yes.
Last Man Standing.
Yes, correct. Mm. So for those of you who don't know how this goes, I have a topic. Anna and Dean will say an answer on said topic, and whoever can't think of one is the loser.
And this is actually very good practice for us because I don't know whether we've discussed this on the show, have we?
Can we discuss this after this game?
Oh.
Can we?
Okay. I want to discuss it.
No, because it's too... We're going to need to build it up.
All right, okay.
Okay. All right, so...
All right, so if anyone's playing along at home, Dean's clearly in charge of the show again. Yes.
Oh, there's so many things I want to say, but I'm not going to. Last Man Standing,
okay,
let's give it a go.
So, Dean, you're going to kick us off today.
Right, okay.
I've nominated you as kickoff man.
Yes.
Today's topic is Mexican food.
Fajita.
Tortilla.
Taco.
Guacamole.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes.
Well done.
I could have gone enchilada, nachos.
Oh, now she's rubbing it in.
Mm. That was it. That's where I stopped.
One love.
Jalapeno.
And we've got some news for our listeners. Well, we've sort of now taken over those listeners, haven't we, on a Monday?
Well, they're ours. They're listening on a Monday afternoon.
So a little while ago, my darling sister rang me up and said, hey, guess what? I said, what?
At least she's not making me sound like a truck driver.
I've entered us into an audition. Oh, what? For like, what, Pippin? I don't know. She says,
Wicked?
No, Family Feud. So we chuffed on down to this, it was like conference place.
Yeah, conference centre. Conference centre. Yeah.
And there was you and me and our Bogan brother and mum.
Oh, amazing.
And about 400,000 other families. And we were like,
There was 80 other people in a room.
No, there was more than that. You're terrible at numbers.
Terrible.
It was 80 in like two rows. There was about 500 people there.
I can't count.
Right? And anyway,
the Family Feud theme? It's worked well.
I didn't think, I kept, as we were sitting there and we had to get your name tag and all that kind of stuff, I'm thinking, don't call us up first. And we got caught up first, right? So then you actually have to play the game. You've actually got to audition, right? Oh. So you have to do the game. And
before that, we have to have an interview with the producer.
Oh, that's right,
and the producer calls us out and we finally get there. We were about last for that. And we go up to this guy, and we're like sort of lined up in your team, like, because I'm the captain, because I applied, and then Dean, and then Mum, and then Peter. And so Mum just walks up, this guy goes, sorry, I've got to be on a stool because I've just had my feet operated on. And Mum goes, you've had your bunions done.
Yeah, because she's a nurse. Like, oh my God. Knows everything about
then
everything.
She just went on.
She hijacked
this
the interview.
Tangent.
Went on about, oh, you need to be in a hyperbaric chamber.
And you need to speak to this. And they just.
Absolutely. I thought, she's blown this out of the water. Anyway, we get asked to go. We got through that part. So we have to do the game. So we got out there, and there was another family over the other side and whatever. And we're doing
I'm up first. And they said, to do the buzzer. And they said, okay, what a. Jobs starting with A, right? So I've gone, bang, I've got in quickly, I've got in.
And this is what she said, ladies and gentlemen.
Said, ambulance workers, right? So they go, yeah, that's okay, cool. So
I
don't even know how it plays. And they go, do you want to pass or play? And I'm like, oh, I don't know, I don't watch the show. So I was like, and so we go, yeah, we'll play. Anyway, so then it goes to Peter.
No, then it went to me.
Oh, then it goes to Dean.
And I said, accountant, top answer. Right.
Okay, yeah, because so great.
Then it goes through. Then it goes to Anna. And
No,
it goes to you. It went to you.
I was last.
Oh, were you?
Anyway, Family Feud. Mum's answer was, Mum stands there and they ask
good
her the
good story so far, isn't
Stop
it?
Stop interrupting me. And they go, She goes, apple catcher.
Apple catcher.
What?
Apple
exactly.
catcher.
What the hell is that?
And then I was so worried about that.
Don't blame your mother on that.
I will.
Your answer was crap.
And then I said, he said, okay, final, what would you? And I went, aquarium worker?
What the hell is an aquarium worker?
And anyway. This is why I don't want to do the show with you, anyway. Because you're very aggressive and you're very bossy. And I don't even want to do this show with you anymore.
We actually thought we'd been blown out of the water, right? We thought, no, there's no way. We're the dumbest people ever. Our team is dumb. And then we got a call back and now we're apparently going on during the year.
Yeah, later on in the year. They loved us.
So we need our support.
We'll put up with Grant Denyer for that episode. I really will.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. And Mum's got no idea either. Like, we've got no idea. No, we've I've never been more clueless. Like my mother in my life other than that moment.
Yeah. Anyway, that's us. That's Family Feud. This next story makes me feel uncomfortable, actually.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But there's not a lot we don't talk about on here, so it's interesting that you're now uncomfortable. What is it?
Duke of Cornwall, the Prince Charles, was speaking in Brisbane during his week-long tour of Australia when he joked, "I do know only too well and understand the strange feeling of disbelief that this is actually happening and that never again, for instance, will it be possible to squeeze into a pair of budgie smugglers."
Oh, dear.
Well, he's turning 70. He knows what's going on. And he says, "I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but now bits of me keep falling off at regular intervals."
Oh, my God. Poor I think you should go to the doctor off. For that.
I don't want to picture the heir of the throne in budgie smugglers.
I had a gummy gum for 2 months. That's okay, but things weren't falling off me, Charles.
He's not neglecting his genitals as you have with your gum.
I didn't neglect it. Anyway. Anyway. I don't think I need to see him in budgie smugglers.
No, well, there was a point in time that I would like to see William in it.
Yeah. But now still I just like want to see Harry. Yeah.
Bring it on, Harry. I've got nowhere to go with this story now.
Murphy's Law Radio Show. Trust us. Just follow the bouncing ball.
6:27. That's it from us. We're out of here. What are you doing for the rest of the week, Smurfy?
Oh, just working, I think, and just chilling. It's been a big couple of months. I think just go to work and then go home. Oh, actually, I've rejoined the gym, so I've got to go down there at some stage.
Are you actually going to have some stories for next week?
I'm going to try. I do apologise. I've just been a little bit thinly spread lately, but I'm back.
Great.
It's fine.
Sound like a jam. Anyway.
Oh, fig jam.
That's it from us. We're out of here. See you next week.
Ciao.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.